We'll keep your kids active for life.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, cloudy, 66 degrees. Good morning, it is 826. And it's time for What's In Outdoors. Yes, third Friday morning of every month, Phil Taunton is here to bring it to you. Bring the outdoors right to your lap here every Friday, third Friday of the month here, KVOE. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will take great care of you, I promise you that. And Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch. And on this Friday, where are we heading? I think the Morris County NRCS office is where we'll find Phil this morning. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm really wanting this rain to come. I'm putting in a whole lot of new plants yesterday, and with the cooler weather and with the rain, I hope they get set in.
Yeah, me too. I'm pulling for you, Phil.
I appreciate it. And I do want to, I'll get into a little bit later in the show. We do have hummingbirds, Baltimore orioles, and I have a new bird using my martin house. I've only seen about six purple martins a whole year, but it's either a flycatcher or a type of peewee. And so I'm going to need to get a bird identification book out to see what it is. But, Ron, I had a good experience out of Studio North. It was either Mother's Day or the Saturday. I looked out the window, and there was three people. And one of them had a camera, and one of them had a notebook. And I thought, goodness gracious, this can't be the task successors once again. So, you know, looking at that. And the more I looked, they were pointing things out. And, of course, so several years ago, I had Lisa Gallagher with Butterflies and Beyond on the show, and she talked about their program, and that's one of the things that led me to do what I do there in Studio North with the wildflowers. And so I got my clothes on and went out there just to see who it was, and it was a grandmother and her two grandchildren, and one of them had a camera, looked like Brent Fazee, one of them big old cameras with a big long lens. And another little girl, she had a notebook, and they was taking notes. And there on Mother's Day, I thought it was pretty cool that they were out as a family looking at wildflowers and noting the number of birds that they saw. And about the same time in there, I was having some trouble with an oak tree. And while I mentioned to you and Travis, something ate that oak tree up, and I just didn't know what it was. And that led me to come down to the NRCS office, and so now we have a show talking about what we can do to get more youth and families out to know about our natural world. So I've asked Courtney Jackson, who is the district conservationist here in Council Grove, to join us on the show and to tell us a little bit about herself. So good morning, Courtney. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love talking with you and seeing your office and seeing all those nice books you got in there that I should have read when I was in school that I didn't. Kansas Wildflowers and Weeds, Zoology and all that. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up on my family farm back in El Dorado. We're the fifth generation to actually live on the land. And so worked closely with my family and their operation. We had cattle and goats and working really closely with the land and agriculture. And so, yeah, just being really close with family and friends and that community that works in.
Well, growing up there, was that part of your task to take care of livestock or to work in a garden or just what chores did you need to do?
Yeah, I didn't get the fun chores. I got the gate opener and the watering the animals, and so not the glorious stuff, but, you know.
Not cleaning out the horse stall.
No, luckily that one wasn't mine.
Well, I had to let my daughter know when she wanted a horse that there was a good end of a horse and a bad end of the horse, but it was a complete package that you had to take care of.
Exactly, yep.
Well, where did you go to school, Courtney?
So I went to school in Emporia State, and so I lived in Emporia for 6 years and then went to school at K-State as well, so.
Well, in life, what led you to decide to become a district conservationist?
I think my ag background just gave me such a perspective for our natural resources around us, you know, soil, water, plants, animals, and just working to conserve those for our future, and that having a passion to take care of what we have.
Well, with your growing up on the farm and being close to the earth, and with me knowing the changes that have been made since I was a kid with different kind of pesticides and insecticides, and seeing some things that we used to have that we just don't see anymore, I think it's very important that we get our younger generation to follow in your footsteps to know about our natural world.
Yeah, it's always changing. So, you know, we have different practices and stuff that we work to help producers on, but it's an ever-changing world, and we're always learning. And so, yep, we need those new and fresh eyes and ideas.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what does your job entail here? What do you do as a district
consultant? So I'm in Morris County, and so I work with the producers here, farmers and ranchers, usually addressing different resource concerns that they're seeing on their land, or possibly even pointing out some ones that they aren't aware of. So just, you know, soil erosion, water quality, plant health and integrity, how to help them take care of the land and get out of it what they need.
One of the things that I learned when I came down here is that there is a Kansas Range Youth Camp.
Yeah.
Coming up June 13th to June 16th, and that's been going on for 50 years.
50-plus years, yeah. I don't have the exact number, but I know we're well into the 60s now.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that camp?
Yeah, so it's a camp we hold every year. It's for upcoming students, high school students, so sophomore, juniors, and seniors, kids all across the state of Kansas. So the west end's clear to the east end. We get all of these students that come to this camp, and then we just work with them. Most of them have an ag background, but the ones that don't have an ag background, it's fun because we're opening their eyes to such a different world. But we talk about, you know, plant health, what the plants that are expected in Kansas and how to properly take care of them and their different niches. We talk about wildlife and how the rangeland can help wildlife and what they need. Different stocking rates, distributions, all kinds of different ecology that goes on out there.
How can this help someone, say, that has never had any roots in rural outdoors, rural Kansas? How can this education, and then, too, how can this help someone who particularly doesn't want to go into a field like what you have, how can this help them maintain a nice, healthy, efficient yard in town?
Yeah, so I think that it helps give a good appreciation of the other side of it. They see what farmers and ranchers go through and all the different inputs that they have to think about. But, you know, taking care of our natural resources does extend into town. So taking care of your yard, thinking about different inputs to put in, monitoring those, you know, fertilizer, not over-fertilizing them, that sometimes all these extra inputs can actually hurt our plants.
Well, KVOE has Travis Carmichael on a show every Thursday, and I love to listen to it because he's very knowledgeable, and he's a K-State Extension Service there with there in Lyon County. But I can't always talk to Travis sometimes here. So do you have quite a bit of traffic come in here with people to ask questions?
Yeah. Like we have a lot of traffic, and it's great getting to see all the producers. We get a lot of phone calls and emails, which is great, you know, using the technology we have. But I really enjoy the face one-on in-person interactions. And so.
Well, I see some of the activities at the camp is going to be field trips, steak dinner, and other activities like swimming, canoeing. And this is in Kingman County?
Yes, yep. So it's at Camp Meniscaw in Kingman County. Yep, and so, you know, the camp is to help teach kids or open their eyes to different things, but also there's a lot of room for fun that we have out there. So in the evenings, they have the facilities for swimming, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, hiking. The very last evening, we do a steak dinner with a baked potato, and then just board games, ping pong, just about any activity you can imagine.
How does this camp compare to, say, Rock Springs? Is it as big as Rock Springs? Have you ever been to Rock Springs?
I haven't been to Rock Springs, but I've seen events held there. I don't think it's quite as big, and so we cap out at about 25 students, and so we're just in one building. The camp has a lot of extra buildings around that they're constantly hosting events throughout the summer, but.
Well, how can someone find out about this camp, and is there still room for kids that might be listening to the show? I can't say kids, juniors, sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
Yep.
How can they get in touch with you to maybe make it to this camp?
Yeah, so they can go online to the Kansas Grazingland Coalition website, and then there's a link on there to look up the Range Youth Camp. And under there, it'll give them the registration form, any extra information, and then it'll have my phone number and email if they have more questions or would like to register.
Well, with some having roots in Emporia, did you ever make it out to Camp Alexander?
I did, yes, yep.
How was that experience?
It was pretty fun, yeah. So it made you feel like you were out in the middle of nowhere, but it's not a long drive at all.
No, it's not.
Fun, yeah.
That's one thing when I was on the board out there and we had Frank Nelson. Frank would say it's one of the hidden gems in the Flint Hills.
Yeah.
There at Camp Alexander, and they really do an excellent job there. And I think they have a summer camp in Wilmington now. With you being in Emporia, were you familiar with what they're doing at Emporia State now with Daphne Mays and the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center?
No, I think that I had left before all of this got started.
Well, that's where Daphne is picking up. Now, she has a summer camp, too, with fishing at that old King's Lake over there across I-35, and we'll be doing various programs there. That's pretty cool. But is there scholarships available to go to the camp?
Yes, absolutely. So the camp costs $250, but the amount of scholarships we have is very extensive. And so in almost every county in the state, there's a USDA building, and they have conservation districts. So it's one of our very close partners, and so a lot of conservation districts can provide scholarships. Extension, K-State Extension offices have provided scholarships, Farm Bureau. There's so many different opportunities, and if they have issues, I don't want money to be the reason they don't come. So if they can't find a scholarship, reach out, and I can definitely help with that.
Well, Courtney, I appreciate you being on the show this morning, and really there's just a wealth of knowledge of our natural world in these NRCS offices.
Yeah.
I know Angela Anderson used to be based in the area, and Angela used to be the president of the Kansas Wildlife Federation, and I've come to know her. And
yeah, we still work pretty closely with Angela.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Just a great person and ambassador to the outdoors.
Yes, she is. Yes.
I appreciate what you do, and I'm going to be staying in touch with you now.
Good. Thank you. It was great talking with you. Yeah.
Ron, let's go to that first break, and we'll come back. I'm going to give a fishing report.
All right, sounds good. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors here, KVOE Live and Local. Back with more after this.
Get your spring vehicle maintenance done at Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can diagnose problems and repair your ride. See them for free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer with ATV sales, service, and accessories. Express Tire and Auto will keep your transportation in top condition. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Elevate your grilling skills with a Traeger Ironwood Grill from Bluestem. Traeger Ironwood pellet grills are forged from commercial-grade stainless steel and loaded with next-gen Wi-Fi grilling features that raise the bar on outdoor cooking. And right now, Bluestem has the Traeger Ironwood 650, 850, plus all the newest Timberline grills in stock to bring your wood-fired cooking into the modern age. See them all at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. You're tuned to What's In Outdoors here, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. 8:40 on a Friday morning, Phil Totten hosting our What's In Outdoors. Phil, back to you.
Well, Ron, I'll tell you, the Kansas Range Youth Camp, if I was a young person there, I would jump all over this opportunity to go, especially with scholarships being offered. And I was just wondering how many kids these days know where Kingman County is in Kansas.
Yeah.
I do know that Kingman County Their lake is being redone, but it and Lyon County are the only two lakes in Kansas that had a northern pike in them. So that was pretty cool. Just one of those things. And I don't know why one body of water can, you know, make keep northern pike, and then how another one they won't live in there. But Kingman County is a nice place to go. But I'll tell you, Ron, the fishing here in Council Grove has been phenomenal. With crappie ever since March 31, and I told you about David Wade from Cabela's coming down, and the water was so rough, I recommended to him not to go out on the lake. There's one thing about catching fish, but then there's one thing about surviving.
Yeah, so be safe.
Don't get yourself in trouble. And they just stayed there in Marina Cove, and that particular day they caught, it's 12 to 15 crappie, and a largemouth bass, it was up to 6 pounds. And the next day, they fished in there and caught 80 crappie. Now, that was on April Fool's Day, and, sir, I'm not pulling your leg. I got pictures to prove it. But anyway, the bite has just been crazy since then. On the people out there, I come across the dam this morning. There's two or three people down there fishing in the rain this morning.
Yeah, that's fishing's good. Maybe it's, you know, it sounds like everything's off the hook, but it's actually on the hook down there, Phil, huh?
There you go. Well, we do have some of them off-the-hook moments, too, I'll guarantee you. But the rain has held off down here. We do need some rain. And I did finally go out and measure those bricks. You know, people would ask me, how low is the lake? The reservoir is pretty well conservation level. But the city lake is 4 bricks and a little bit. So that's a little bit like 2.5 feet. So we do need some rain there, but it is such a place that if we get a substantial rainfall at the west end of the lake, that lake will fill up pretty quick. But I can't believe the walleye that have been caught in that lake this year. And I do know it because people are coming in and showing me the pictures and, of course, buying bait. One thing up at the marina, we have what we call a bragging wall now, and getting pictures of kids coming in there with their first catch. And the smiles that they have is really rewarding to me. But walleye fishing, it's been on days where I wouldn't even think fish would be biting, Ron, they're producing. Method, crappie, it's just been going out there and using a slip bobber, maybe casting out further to where your bobber would go down. By slip bobber, it's not one that's fixed onto the line. You can tie a little piece of string up on the line, and it's called a bobber stopper, or you can cast it, but you can have that go down to where you're fishing in 20 feet of water, or then you can adjust it to where you're only fishing in like 2 feet or 6 inches. But by casting out further and bringing that presentation in, you're finding where those crappie are in that depth. And so if they're up next to the shore, and that was where you wouldn't, you know, have your presentation as deep. But I know a fella down there, he uses a chartreuse jig head, and he'll put a minnow on it. Some people will just use the standard golden hook with a minnow on it. And then some people will use your plastics and, you know, your swim jigs. And I was really fortunate yesterday, even with my trash and gas duties at the marina, I was going down there, and it's just, you know, how timing, how some things work. I went down there to help load the marina on the store, on the water, which will be opening up this weekend. And I'm coming aboard, and lo and behold, it had an old railroad friend in that boat that I hadn't seen in 20 years. And behind him was two more railroaders. And when they come in there, I thought, well, there goes the neighborhood. But they let me look into their creel, and they had crappie, and they had a sawguy that was, I think it was about 21 inches. And that was Jeff McAllister, Danny Green, and Kevin Carrier. So they were over there. But I just thought sometimes the Lord smiles on you. And for me to be down there was just that instance when they came in there, and, of course, renewing acquaintances, old friends, and talking fishing. That was pretty cool. Walleye, they're moving to the flats. And, of course, when it gets warmer, you'll start having your insects. And, Courtney, maybe you can help me. Just what lives in bottom of the lakes that come up? Mayflies?
Oof. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty bad with my aquatic biology.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that'll strike a bite. So one thing that at this time of year, is I would be out on the flats drifting a night crawler and a jig. I like to use a floating jig head because that lifts up off the bottom a little bit. Or you can always use, you know, trophy walleye with something like a flicker shad or a walleye diver or that. But main thing is just get out there and enjoy the day and fish. But it's really cool meeting the families that's coming down there and bringing the kids. I have some pictures up on the Facebook page. I met a young lady, Ember was her name, and she was going from mom to dad, and she was getting her fingers into the minnow bucket, and of course getting scolded there because we want to keep them alive, and then she was going into the fish bucket. So I have a picture of her up on the Watson Outdoors Facebook page. Well, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll wind down the show.
All right, thank you, Phil. You're tuned in to Watson Outdoors, KBOE, live and local. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Elevate your grilling skills with a Traeger Ironwood Grill from Bluestem. Traeger Ironwood pellet grills are forged from commercial-grade stainless steel and loaded with next-gen Wi-Fi grilling features that raise the bar on outdoor cooking. And right now, Bluestem has the Traeger Ironwood 650, 850, plus all the newest Timberline grills in stock to bring your wood-fired cooking into the modern age. See them all at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Get your spring vehicle maintenance done at Express Tire and Auto. Whether you drive a car, truck, or ATV, the professionals at Express Tire and Auto can diagnose problems and repair your ride. See them for free tire checks, new tires, and automotive repairs. They're also an authorized Polaris dealer with ATV sales, service, and accessories. Express Tire and Auto will keep your transportation in top condition. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays until noon.
KBOE Live and Local 847. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. KBOE Live and Local. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Phil Totten with us here this morning. Phil, back to you.
Ron, I tell you, our summer-long family fun fishing contest is a go. We're getting entries now, and I just love seeing the pictures of the kids win their fishing adventure and then talking to them. And I think some of these little kids are going to be pretty good fishermen because I hear some pretty wild stories. It's all pretty cool, but it's just simply is send me an email with a picture of the child, and the child really doesn't need to catch the fish, just be a part of the fishing experience. And I call it catching smiles and memories to last a lifetime. And so I guess I'll be back on KVOE on June 2nd, and we'll be announcing our first winners of this contest. And that'll be every Friday during the summer. And then in September, we'll have our major prize winners. So if you go to that site, and that flyer should be up on our Watson Outdoors page. If not, just give me a call, and we'll get you hooked up or join me on Facebook. It's just simply send me an email. And we have five categories, catching catfish, sunfish, a crappie, or a bass, and any species in there. And I really like the fifth category is anything you catch. I remember bringing things into the house. Mommy, look and see what I got here. Well, Phil, and it wasn't just Phil, yeah. It was Phil Ward. You get that snake out of the house. So you know when Mama said that middle name, you had to ask. So that was fine, but we'll have our drawing working with the Flint Hills Life Channel over here, and we'll announce that on June 2nd and every Friday this summer. And then, too, with that, I'll give a short fishing report and let people know where to go. We mentioned the youth camps that's going on. I mentioned Camp Alexander, just a great place to get the children enrolled out there for a great summer activity. We do have June 3rd, I'll be going over to Topeka and be part of the Justin Corbett Memorial Youth Outdoor Education Day. We'll be doing a fishing event, and there's just all kind of good events going out there. You'll learn to call turkeys. You'll learn to throw horseshoes, and Ken Corbett really does a good job there with that program there at Ravenwood. And then June 4th, I'll be over at Hartford. We'll be giving away a lifetime either fishing or hunting license there, and that's working with Nick Bess, and that's the Jenkins Jaeger Memorial Catfishing Tournament.
Yeah.
They've done a fantastic job with that program. I really like it when a community can close Main Street and then show fishing and that. Well, Emporia closes Main Street for the...
For everything.
there you go, that. But it's getting people into your town. And June 8th, our VAP team, Sally Sanchez, Patricia, and I, will be going over to Cabela's, and we're going to be getting a fishing combo donation. The last time I went over there representing Fish Kansas, they gave me about 380 fishing combos to give away.
Oh.
And so the folks, if you're hearing me, there's no sense. The kids aren't going fishing because they don't have equipment. You get hold of me, and we're going to get something in their hands. Of course, we got Symphony of the Flint Hills coming up June 10th, and that's out at the Wade Pasture, and that's always cool. And tomorrow is the North Lyon County Veterans Memorial Fish Fry Car and Bike Show. So they do a great job over there at Bouchon promoting and, you know, helping our veterans out with what they can do. That ought about do it for this this segment of Watson Outdoors, Ron. Really appreciate you letting me stay on the show.
Yeah, it's a good program, Phil. A lot of stuff coming up, and we look forward to having you on a weekly basis in June for the contest. So a good program this morning. Have a good weekend.
You too, sir. I'll see you down here sometime. I want to get you one of these kayaks.
That sounds good, Phil.
It's easier to kayak it than to ride that bike.
You have a good weekend, my friend.
You too, sir.
All right, Phil Todd, What's In Outdoors. Brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and Express Tire and Auto. On East 12th near the Water Tower, let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. Good morning. It's 8:52.
President Biden at the G7 summit in Japan, leaving a dinner early.